The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode of Talking Arrow. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to be talking about Season 4's Episode 14, Code of Silence, that actually aired on February 17th on the CW. Finally catching up on my stuff. Finally. But I still have to wait. You know, I should have just waited up for these. And then when the new season started, just planned it right when I just jump into season 5. That would have been cool. But that would have been cool for you guys. For those of you who like to listen to me. For those of you who don't, it's okay. It's all right. I don't hold any grudges. So let's talk about this episode. What did I think about it? I thought it was good. I thought it was a really good episode. I love the cool fights. Definitely the parking lot fights that were going on. The demolition taking on the crew inside the building. I like the demolition too, especially with the hammer and the nail gun chick. That was, you know, they were cool. Definitely gave the team a run for the money. I guess the big moments that you knew that was going to be a big moment in this episode is when Thea finds out that there was a $1 million check written to some chick named Samantha by her mom. And Oliver's like, I don't know who that is. And I gotta go. So I knew, you knew, right? We knew that, like, oh, this is going to surface. This is going to, it's like an episode of Maury. Like, Oliver just thought he was going to be able to get, really? No, you're a politician now. Everything's going to come out. And I immediately thought Felicity is going to be a little perturbed for not knowing about this other little baby named William. Well, he wasn't a baby, but he's a kid. But you know what I'm talking about. That was just drama waiting to happen. What else? and then you definitely knew it was going to come out because this was like a little minute confrontation. Like, if I find a check, I don't know what this is. And then when finally Thea sits down with them and says, I know. You have a son and I would love to be an aunt. But, you know, I guess now that I'm talking out loud about it, I guess this whole episode was kind of like, because everybody was giving him advice, you know, and like, don't tell, and you should keep it a secret. You want to be by yourself. I don't know. I just thought, who knows? Let's see. What else? I guess one of the other moments that I liked was cool is Curtis. I haven't decided if I like Curtis because he just seems like he's always on crack all the time. Like Felicity's like up there, but Curtis is like really, really up there. But I do like the fact that Curtis, and when I say I don't like him, I like him as a character. It's just like he's just a lot to take in, you know? And sometimes I'm like, just slow down. But I definitely like the wedding gift for the little microchip. So it's obvious that, which we know what happens. But for Felicity to be able to walk again was cool. And Oliver and I'm just trying to think about Curtis. I'm just trying to think if I don't know. Either way, the big moments, freaking Damian Darhk kidnaps fucking William. There it is. The big giant freaking moment. That ending right there when he goes to his daughter and is like, I want you to play with a little boy named William. I was like, oh, damn, Damian took it there. So I guess through that, this episode was meant to be kind of, it was kind of like, oh. And then bam. You get hit over the head. So it's obvious that when he kidnapped William, it was going to get out to Felicity, right? Oh, man. Drama. So this was definitely a drama-leading episode because that's where it stops right there. Bam. And I don't want to talk about the next episode into the next podcast. But yes, right there. Bam. It goes to credits and you're like, oh, crap. So I thought this was a good episode. It was very calm. Leading up to some serious Maury crap that's about to happen. So there it is. I give a thumbs up for a relaxing episode. All right. Demolition people were cool. And it was good fights. and then drama coming up. That's pretty much what this episode was to me. I don't know about you guys. Let me know in the comments below, wherever you're hearing this. Let me know. I didn't receive an email from Anna B., so I'm assuming that she just didn't care for this episode, or she just didn't think it was all that, or she just didn't have time. One of the three. I don't know. If we talk, we'll find out. Maybe. Maybe if she's listening to this, she will make a comment somewhere and say in her Australian accent. All right, people. That's it for me. Check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, Instagram, Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy, iwatchmike on Facebook. And don't forget, people, Talking Arrow available on iTunes. It's on iTunes. Just quick reviews and rants of the show. I'm just a fan of the show, all right? I don't read the comics. I don't really go into spoiler reviews or upcoming stuff or anything like that. Maybe I should. I don't know. But yeah, I'm just a fan of the show, people. So get on iTunes, search Talking Arrow. And if you don't have iTunes, you can always go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And you can find this show plus other shows there as well. All right. So have a great weekend. And I will talk to you really, really, really soon. Bye-bye.
The Arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the Arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damien Darhk.